Welcome to the Accenture MIT podcast series. Here's Daniel Jackson, professor of computer science at MIT.
Welcome back to my podcast series on a fundamental idea in software structuring. In this podcast, I'll reveal to you what the idea is, in the abstract at least, and in the next few podcasts, I'll talk about its applications. The idea is separation of concerns. It's an old one, so old in fact, that Edgar Dijkstra, who coined the term, claimed that it was the essence of intellectual progress. Here's Dijkstra talking. Let me try to explain to you what to my taste is characteristic for all intelligent thinking. It is that one is willing to study in depth an aspect of one's subject matter in isolation for the sake of its own consistency, all the time knowing that one is occupying oneself only with one of the aspects. And here's how he explains the idea in the context of programming. We know that a program must be correct, and we can study it from that viewpoint only. We also know that it should be efficient, and we can study its efficiency on another day, so to speak. In another mood, we may ask ourselves whether, and if so, why the program is desirable. But nothing is gained, on the contrary, by tackling these various aspects simultaneously. It is what I have sometimes called the separation of concerns, which, even if not perfectly possible, is yet the only available technique for effective ordering of one's thoughts that I know of. This is what I mean by focusing one's attention upon some aspect. It does not mean ignoring the other aspects. It is just doing justice to the fact that from this aspect's point of view, the other is irrelevant. It is being one and multiple track minded simultaneously. In this explanation, Dijkstra identifies three concerns in the design of a program. One is its correctness, whether the program meets its specification. A second is its efficiency, how quickly it runs, and how much space it requires. The third is whether the program is desirable. What Dijkstra means by this is whether it's the program that the user actually wants. Nowadays, we use the terms verification and validation to distinguish correctness from desirability. Dijkstra's point is that whether your program does what you intended is a different question from whether what you intended is what your client actually wanted, and that confusing these two things is bad. These ideas of Dijkstra's have been enormously influential. I suspect in large part that's because, like the best ideas, they're not really new. Rather, Dijkstra articulated something that every good programmer knew at heart, but perhaps couldn't explain. On the other hand, separation of concerns might be viewed as the core problem of computer science, one we're always trying to solve, again and again, in different contexts. The problem is that while it would be wonderful to separate concerns, we often don't know how to do it. And having separated the concerns, it can be hard to put them back together again in a finished product. So it's easy to say that you should first design a program to be correct and then worry about its efficiency. But in practice, that can be hard to do. Just think about the word optimization. An optimal solution is an ideal, best solution. But as anyone knows who's tried to modify a highly optimized program, optimizing programs usually makes them much worse, at least in all aspects except for performance. The problem is that to make a program go fast, you often have to corrupt its clean structure. This doesn't mean that separation of concerns isn't a good idea. On the contrary, as all experienced software developers know, the best way to achieve good performance is to start with a clean and simple program, see how well it performs, and only then consider optimizing it. Premature optimization is the root of all evil, said Don Knuth. Or more constructively, as my father Michael Jackson put it in his famous Rules of Optimization, in the introduction to his book, Principles of Program Design, Rule A, don't do it. Rule B, for experts only, don't do it yet. So as practicing software designers, we aim for separation of concerns, but it's often hard to achieve. In the next few podcasts, I'll explain a variety of different classic examples of separation of concerns in software structuring. For the most part, they represent great successes of our field, where we found ways to make the separation of concerns effective. I'd recommend that you read Dijkstra's account of separation of concerns for yourself. He was a great writer, always incisive and thought-provoking, always entertaining, and never reticent in his criticism of others. His technical writing was laced with more general comments about the role of the scientist and engineer, often quite extreme and controversial. Take a look, for example, at what he says about separating out the concern of what he calls general acceptance. It's a point of view I don't think most startup companies would endorse. To find Dijkstra's article, just do a Google search for Dijkstra Archive. Dijkstra is spelt D-I-J-K-S-T-R-A, by the way, and you'll find a wonderful collection of his writings. For many years, he wrote these short pieces longhand with his famous fountain pen, and they were sent out to his admirers worldwide by a tree of intermediaries who photocopied them and passed them on. Dijkstra gave each article an identifier consisting of his initials EWD and a sequential index. This one on separation of concerns is entitled On the Role of Scientific Thought, and it is numbered EWD447. Dijkstra is famous also for his many witty and often acerbic aphorisms. To close, here's one that I like, that is relevant to our effort to understand software structure. Simplicity is a great virtue, but it requires hard work to achieve and education to appreciate. And to make matters worse, complexity sells better.
Copyright 2010, Daniel Jackson. Music copyright 2010, Chris Bremer from pianosociety.com.